Okay, we are up to, it's been a while, we're going through the magical, the Surim, the Torah forbids all types of magic, and we did Ezel Ma'ainain, so I think we're up to Vav. Is that correct? Okay, a voice from heaven tells me it's correct. Vav. Oyd Amru Chazal. In addition, Chazal taught, Ezel Ma'ainain. Alright, we already said Ma'ainain is someone who says certain times are fortunate and certain ones are not. Chazal also said, Ezel Ma'ainain is Ha'eches Aseinayim. Somebody who practices sleight of hand magic. V'umin minatachbayla mechubreilov kales hatnua. And it's a trick that's done by people who are very adept at sleight of hand. Biad, achi tadamala anashim, until he fools people, shiasin yanim shena mitasei bahem. He can fool people till he's doing things that are not so. Kamei shenira oisam yasu tamid. Like there are people who do the following magic trick. Yichu chevel, they take a rope. V'yesimu oisai b'knaf b'gdayem, and they stick it under their clothing. V'yetziu nochash, and they pull it out and it turns into a snake. V'yashlich tabas la'avir, they throw a tabas in the air. V'akach yetziu mipi ha'adam, they take it out of someone's mouth or someone's ear. Ha'imid lafanav, who stands next to him. Ha'oisa zeh loika. The Shita of the Chachma Sadam, which is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva, it's a Shita in the Paiskim, is that it's an Issa Deraisa to do sleight of hand magic and fool people that it's real magic. Umizet Tira, and from this you can see, Shoisim Habat Chonim, Shoisim Kedvarim Elo Alachasanis, there are people who do magic tricks at weddings, and they call them Tashenspieler. They're over and aveir if they're Jewish. And if you have your ability to prevent it from happening, you have to. You're not allowed to watch it if it's a Jewish magician. Aval, a guy is doing it, it's about a guy has no wish of loisa einein. There's no way saying watching it, and therefore it's permissible. So, what?
Today's
magicians. So what do Orthodox magicians rely on? It's not pashut to do it. Chayachon holds it's awesome. You're not fooling anybody. And that means it's only done if there are people dumb enough to think. The Hanukkah spectacular, but they weren't Jewish. They were never Jewish. There was what was the name of that monkey that they used to bring? The chimpanzee.
I think the trick today is to try and figure out how it's done. But most people know that.
So that I remember once in camp, they had a magician come, and then they realized it's a Shiloh, and he was already there. So I don't remember who they called, but I remember Rabbi Bender was the head counselor, getting up and announcing to everyone that none of this magic is real and it's all fake, and they're relying on that. There was a tshuva, Moshe published, I don't know if it's in the Igros Moshe, probably is by now, but it was published in the Amat Torah journal, in which he said that if you're not trying to fool anybody, that it would be mutter. And, alright. So if everyone knows that it's not magic, then it's, there are some little kids who believe it. So it's a problem if you have little kids who believe it. It's an issue. I don't know. Okay, this is the sheet of the Chachma Sadam, that it's a deraisa to practice the sleight of hand magic.
But there are other sheets that say it's mutter.
I don't know, because if someone held it's mutter, he wouldn't have written about it until after Chachma Sadam asked it. The only one I know after him is the Igros Moshe, is the Igros Moshe. Before him, no one wrote about sleight of hand, because those who thought it's mutter wouldn't have had any reason to write about it. They would have held it's pashut that it's mutter.
They would
have held this pashut. It's simple that it's mutter.
Yeah.
If you hold this mutter, so then you have no reason to write about it. It's not kishuv, it's not kishuv. See, the question, I'll tell you the truth. But no, the question is, what's the definition of the deraisa?
Right.
But if you look in the previous paragraph, it said, Ezel Ma'inein, that someone who says, Yain Pliny Toiv L'Malacha Plinus. So it has to be that he's fooling people into thinking it's correct. You know, if someone says it's Friday the 13th, so he's Ivan on Lysaine. So it's only if he fools people to think it's real, or he himself thinks it's real. I don't know. If he believes it, then it's awesome. So, okay. It's certainly not worth getting into Shiloh for Daraisa to see a magic show, but, you see it here and there. How often? Five times a year? Not the good hotels. But how many times a year? So they have it once Pesach, once Sukkot. I mean, how often? It's not all over.
Even when they do it, a lot of them are comedians.
So it's not really magic. It's really just an entertainment.
It's an entertainment. Right. They do it with jokes and this and that. Sometimes they
Houdini. Is Houdini upstairs? Is he in trouble because he fooled everybody? One of his cemeteries. Yeah, okay. But you can't see from there if smoke is coming up from it or not. Who's ticking?
He leaves every grave.
Oh, yeah?
Houdini is also.
No, but Houdini fooled a lot of people. That's what he's saying. But Houdini fooled people. I mean, he was a Jewish guy, right? Okay. It's not? Well, what did Dr. Spock do? Mind melt or something? What did he do? Mind melt, it was called? Mr. Spock, I'm sorry.
You know where he got that from? He was a Kohen.
He was a Kohen, but mind melt didn't come from that.
No, but the way he held
his finger. So how do you do...
He was a Kohen.
He took it from Kohen.
No, he did during his grandfather.
And he looked. But the talus was on over the hands, no?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, at any rate, my feeling is always that by deraises you have to avoid it, no matter what. There are bonons you can say as far as to be matir. But deraises, why? Mati, please don't get any magicians on your thing.
Jugglers.
Jugglers is okay, yeah. Okay. Okay. Zion, another deraisa. Isser deresh ala mason. The isser of trying to conjure up the dead people. Zeshemarev atzmai v'lombe beisakvaris. There were people who would fast and then sleep in the beisakvaris. Geshetishra ala of ruach tuma. So that the spirits of the dead people should come upon him. Voice of Noshin, Vichin Ame Yaratzai, Shahokin Akivrei Mesim, Kilu Medabrim Mesim. Those who go there as if they're talking to the dead, Voimulam Tsarasayim, and they tell them their problems. Koravadovish, Shein Bechlalze, close that they're included in this, Venimsa Shieshman Agoinim. He writes him, Lishdalasa, Lishdatech, Akivrei Mesim. The time of the Goinim, there are those who wanted to forbid visiting Kvarim, Elohel Chisham Yispalu Hashem, Shimali Shelei, Samuschus Avai, Samuschus Tzadikim. Yudavit Hashem, don't talk to the Mason. This is an old controversy about someone who goes to the Beis HaKfaris, if you talk to the Nifter, or if you only talk to the Rabbi Nishal Olam. So, it's a little hard to know. The idea of talking to a mace is not unusual in Divrei Chazal. That somebody davened for something from a mace. Yes, a mace to be male. It's Yaisha. But, the idea is that the Kaychas HaTomah. Yeah, it's just funny because his Lashon is Oymer Lohem Tzoraseyim. You tell the mace you have a Tzora. Which people do today. But people don't do it in the sense of being outside of the Rabbi Nishal Olam.
It's therapeutic, right? I know a number of people who go to the Kever and they kind of resolve conflicts with a family member who's living
there. There's a minute to go to a Kever before a Chasna and so to speak invite the Shabbos. So, I don't know.
You're not talking about the Shabbos where you can invite
who invited God as well, but we don't have to go to Beis HaKfaris to find him. Yeah, I talked to the Mason. So it's, okay. I think it has, to, really, it requires a little more even, but I think it has to do with the idea of believing that the neshamas have their independent kayak, that they can somehow do something independent of the Rabbi Nishaloy Lam, and however one explains it. Being a Meitziyasha means going to the Kisei HaKavod and being a Meitziyasha. I remember Moshe, Boris Sirotkin's Levaya, obviously was in Tells, but in Brooklyn it was in the 14th Avenue Aguda. And Moshe went over to the Aron and spoke to him. He spoke to him in front of everybody. It wasn't so much Moshe's style, but I remember everyone was very nisragish. Boris Sirotkin was nifta relatively young. And apparently Moshe was very close to him. Because in front of every man, he went over to the Aron and then he spoke to him. Just for a minute, you know. He says, I'm Rebaruch, God, if you say a cover, whatever he said exactly. But,
maybe the first 30 days or something.
That's something else. The first year, you're not supposed to be Mevakesh. And the terrorists they bring for the fact that we ask him, it's funny, we ask him, Yashir, and after Kfura, it says not to make Bakashas at the cavern. But this idea is brought that until the burial, there's no the kishya din begins then. So the mesa, so speak, torah. So it's funny. He's going to be mel tziyasha until you get to the kfura for the next next hour or so. And, strange. You're asking the nifta to be mel tziyasha, aren't you?
Yeah, no, sometimes I get this feeling. In such a kosher year, of course he's going to, you know what I'm saying? It's not
what do you have
the
to
same
ask
type
him?
Of a kosher that you make when heaven's already.
I mean, you're saying it with confidence more than
yeah, you say it more, it's
it's not the way it sounds. It sounds like they're asking. Alright, Ches is Shadim. Hashpa Shadim, Aide Shemis HaKadoshim Mutter. You're allowed to do what Shlomo HaMelech did. He used spirits, Shadim. Mekom HaKayim, Raiva Eiskim B'zeh, Einan Neftar Mehem B'Shalom. Okay, there's a rule that you don't benefit from it. I remember once, when a certain setting, I said, oh, like the monkey's paw. And three or four people knew what I was talking about. Okay, the monkey's paw is a famous short story about a magical monkey's paw. When you rub it, you get three wishes. And the thing about it is it always turns out badly. So that in the story, they make a wish that they get $10,000 or whatever, 10,000 pounds, I think. And then their son gets caught in a machine and gets killed. And somebody knocks on their door and brings them $10,000 from the company as a compensation. That's the basic theme of the idea, that whatever you ask for the Shadim, it comes to you in a way you don't want. The story goes on that after the Kfura, during the night, the bereaved mother says, hey, we can wish one more. So she rubs it and she wishes that her son come alive and return home. And nothing happens. And they go to bed. And when they're in bed, the mother says, you know, it's a 20-minute walk from the cemetery. Maybe he came alive and he's on the way. And she's watching, and it's 20 minutes, and there's a knock on the door. And she runs downstairs, and the husband, who knows that this monkey's paw is not a good thing, is all upset. He says, 1 minute, there's one more wish. He rubs it, he makes a wish. And then she opens the door, and of course there's the howl of the wind, and there's nobody outside. That's the ending of a very, very well-written story. You remember the whole story? So that's the monkey's paw. So the main idea is mamish this. No, we used to have it. Remember they used to give us that reader we had to do for the English reason. The monkey's paw is there. You want me to bring it? I'll bring it to you. I should have it somewhere at home. Okay. Anyway, it was not Edgar Allan Poe. I don't remember who it was. It was not. Yeah. But the British fellow, yeah. Edgar Allan Poe was not British.
No. Who said they were Shadim?
In the monkey's paw, I have no idea. It could be anybody. It was all fictitious. Right. But here, anyway, it's the idea here is that even someone could be Meshbias HaShedim, it doesn't turn out well.
Is there a makar for Shedim in Shas?
Yeah, yeah, Shedim is mentioned. Gilgulim are not mentioned, the Shedim are mentioned.
Where,
not having a churva. One of the reasons is because of the shame.
And that's sponsored,
right? So how can you be more explicit than that? Okay. V'chein lasis pulai say mutter. To do things using shema is permitted. Avul onu ein ruyin lekach bizmanenu. But we don't get into these things. V're'esh yisheo anavi nena shalze. Kedisa b'gemara shahar gai menasha. Interesting. The Gemara says that in order to hide from Menashe, Yeshaya Navi used Shemus HaKadoshim to turn himself into a tree somehow, and he appeared to be a tree. And Menashe figured out that it was him. How did he figure out it was him? I think he says the tzitzis didn't turn into the tree; there were tzitzis on it. However, he figured it out, and Menashe cut down the tree and killed Yeshaya. Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that that's why we name children Yeshaya, not Yeshayahu. Because Yeshayahu was killed by his own grandson.
And
he was killed by his own grandson, he was murdered by his own grandson. But, so we Mishana the name, we call it Yeshaya. Yeshaya. Rabbi Yami Kamenetsky, who's just passed away, he's named after someone who didn't have a good mazel. His father told him, you're named after Binyamin. But the Binyamin that was Nifter spelled his name with a Yud, and you spell it without a Yud. So I don't remember if it was the first Yud or the second Yud. But you know, it's funny because you pronounce it the same way, but that's what Yaakov told me.
So Yaakov is very much into names.
Very much into names.
I read a Shidduch, and I didn't know the name. And at the end they found out it was the name of the father. So they were all nuts of me. So I went with one of the Kamenetsky's son. He says, even though he's backed on names, once they went out of the one in Antinu, you should not want to start up.
Really?
They had another name. But they won't, they maybe instead of thanking me, they said, why did you do this?
All right, it's many years later. I hope they're happy. Rabbi Chaim ben Chaim Vital b'shari kedusha kasav kol mishtamis b'shemis hakadoshim. Somebody who does use shemais, even though it's technically mutter, oyish tamed hu oybanav either he'll shmad or his children, oyayani oyamos, so he'll die or become poor or die. Hu oybanav l'chein. That's pretty good incentive. Kol shem enashi irachik mizeh. People should stay away from it. Aval makater l'shade. But someone who offers up sacrifices to shade him, even kateris to shade him, is harizal even avay dezara. That's being even avay dezara. Okay, so we'll stop with the words. We should stop with the words gula karaiva.